Hello, hello, hello. I'm excited to share this with y'all. How y'all doing? Okay, so let me share with y'all why I decided to come on here. You guys probably don't know. I decided to do more podcasts. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Simply because I receive a lot of feedback from women who are really blessed and helped by what I share on my podcast. And I started coming on my Facebook business page to do things live, right? And I recognized, and I had to pause for a second, that the very thing that I talk about has to do with healing, and not only healing, but healing the matters of the heart. So we're talking about emotional, spiritual, mental. We're talking about more on an intimate setting. And I remember going through my own unlearning and healing journey, healing the matters of the heart, when God began unveiling and dismantling and really saying who I was and letting go of who I wasn't, who I felt I had to be. And that, you know, goes, we can go down a rabbit hole on that, okay? Telling me who I did not have to be, that I felt I had to be. When God began showing me what those beliefs are, what those strongholds were, and how the beliefs that I had were in my own way. When I began seeing that, I recognized that the journey that I went on was a very intimate journey. And so because I always fine-tune my business, always fine-tune my brand, because I recognize that talking about the matters of the heart is a very intimate setting. And I want to reach to your heart. I want to reach to your heart. And I believe that just in listening to my viewers, in listening, that the podcast seems to be the most effective. And so that's why I decided to shift from doing Facebook Lives. I'll still do them, but more so in an intimate setting. I decided to come on the podcast and talk about the matters of the heart. And so we can dive in. You know what? I actually, listen here. This, the podcast is right up my alley because of the fact that I do really, really well on audio. I feel more comfortable. I don't have to be as engaged. I can just be myself. And it just flows better that way. And so here we are. And I'm glad that you're here. And I would like for us to dive in and get started. I wanted to talk today about trusting the self. Trusting the self. You might want to get your pen or your pen and paper or your notepad in your iPhone or your Android, and or you might just want to just sit and listen and relax. So we're going to talk about trusting the self. This has been a very good topic because I found this to be very true in the lives of Western culture, in the lives of Black women, in the lives of black men, but I really want to talk about black women because that's my target. And that is trusting the self. And I think that from my experience, and however it lands for you, but from my experience of growing up as a black girl and growing up into a young woman and into a full grown woman, I have found that on the journey of unlearning, on the journey of healing, what I have found is that I did not trust myself. I had grown accustomed to these habits and these forms and who I thought I had to be, and disconnecting from my own truth, disconnecting from my own guiding compass, disconnecting from my inner voice. And I believe that when God really sort of lifted the curtain, when God lifted the curtains off of my eyes to show me the truth of what I was creating in my life, and all of my fears and anxiety and the anger and the agreements that I carried, and just the weight, the physical, emotional, the spiritual weight, the beliefs that I have within myself of not feeling like I was enough, not feeling that I was smart enough, not feeling that I was good enough, not feeling looked over, feeling abandoned. These were these beliefs that I picked up and I carried. I go further into this in my self-paced mini course called Heal Your Heart. I'll leave the link at the bottom. But in short, these were the things that was in the way. They were in the way of me trusting myself, trusting the self, trusting the innermost part of you. And looking back when, as I've shared, you know, a minute ago, looking back when God just began, just like kind of moved the curtains and said, really, this is what you've created in your life. This is why you have chaos. This is why you're unhappy. This is why things are going the way it's going, because of your beliefs, because of your attachments, because of all this. Okay. So this is what it is. And I had to stop you abruptly because I had been, the truth, my inner truth was speaking for a long time, but I was so drowned by, oh, but I have to get this done. Oh, but I have to make this happen. And I was so drowned in my own quote unquote demons. I was so drowned in my own fear, so drowned in fighting and keeping my head above water, that trusting my own inner voice was out of the question. That trusting who I was like, I gotta make this money. I gotta make this happen. I gotta be a better mom. I gotta be a better wife. I gotta go to Bible study. Figure out how to make this extra money. I hear this tapping at my heart, but I don't have time for that because I gotta make this happen. I gotta be busy. I gotta keep going because my answer is on the outside of me. So I gotta fix this. I gotta adjust that. I gotta dot this I. I gotta cross this T. And this was constantly going on in my mind, like a monkey mind. And so when I was sat with myself, and I began singing all of this tornado that I created, because I had the tornado within me. When I began seeing that, it was as though God had gave me this, I was in a matrix. Have you ever been so busy and so caught up, so consumed in life, so consumed in the to-do list, the doing all of the things, the busyness of life, the validation of no sleep, the validation of stress, the validation of struggle. You can be attached to struggle and not really know it. You can become so accustomed just to the struggle, just to not having, to lack, accustomed to bitterness, accustomed to these forms, these habits, these beliefs that aren't even yours. They're not even yours from the get-go. It's what you've attached yourself to. And so, in clearing all of that, when I begin clearing all of that, you might say, well, how did you clear all of that? I cleared all of that through meditating. I cleared all of that through tears. I cleared all of that through walking it out by faith. I cleared all of that through the help of God. I cleared all of that. And the more I begin clearing and walking it out and releasing and detaching and letting go and having epiphanies and journaling and praying and talking to God and talking to one of my closest friends, all of it, being guided, it's the more I begin walking it out by faith, whatever that looks like for you, but the more I begin walking that stuff out, releasing and letting that stuff go, doing energy clearing. I also have energy clearing in the Heal Your Heart mini course that you guys can check out. But the more I begin doing more and more of that, this truth that I was so busy in the past saying, I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time to listen to that. I got to make this happen. I got, you know, this Western culture of hustle, hustle, hustle. I got to make it happen. Ignore, numb yourself because you got to go. When I started removing and unlearning that voice that had always been speaking to me, became more clear. The fear of not having all of that, the fear of not having, the fear of missing out, the fear of just all this fear I had, with faith, with walking it out, with leaning in and trusting that inner voice, keyword, trusting the self, trusting that inner voice. See, that inner voice is who you are. The inner voice is what many would say, like your higher self or your spirit, right? Your inner self, your inner wisdom, your intuition, right? It knows the path for your life. It is connected to God, connected to source, connected to spirit, and is connected to that. So it knows, right? It is not the voice of all the things that you think you have to be. It is not the voice of doubt. It is not the voice of fear. It is not the voice of all these walls or defense mechanisms of who we think we have to be. It's not any of that. It's not intimidated by that because it's truth. It's truth, and you can trust it every time. You can trust you every time. And what I mean by that, you can trust your intuition every time. Now, your lower self, or, you know, the person, there's your other self. The other self is the person that, if you can identify yourself with me, the lower self is the person, the lower me, is the person that feels she has to be afraid, feels she has to fight, feels she has to defend, feels she, and so, that person, that sense of identity doesn't trust. It's so busy on the defense, on the drive, thinking that this is who I had to be as a human, as a woman, as a person, thinking that I had to be all of these things, but you don't. Because there's an inner truth within you that defies every lie, that defies every deception, that defies every fear, and will heal your life if you listen to it. It will heal your life if you listen to it. The more you lean into it, the more you will trust you. There's a verse that says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
There's an attachment of trust in with the heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct that path. And how that speaks to me, how it speaks to me, I'm only saying how it speaks to me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Spirit is within you, okay? Trust in the Spirit within you with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding, the understanding of who you think you had to be. Don't lean into that. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge the truth. Acknowledge the truth. Acknowledge the truth. God is truth. God is truth. Acknowledge the truth. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge the truth. And he will direct the path. The Spirit within you. God lives within us. He will direct your path. And being able to know, getting quiet to release and know the difference. So you can trust yourself. You ever thought about the time when you said, I knew that was going to happen, right? You had a grandmother who was very intuitive, or a mom who was very intuitive, right? They just know. We all have that. But we live in a culture, a Western culture, that says we can't trust that. And so we end up betraying ourselves. We end up not trusting ourselves. Okay? And so it is back, getting back within. That's why God drew me back in. It felt like terror. It felt like trauma. But it was just the stuff that was releasing off of me. And it's okay. If you struggle, it's okay if you triggered. I was just triggered on today. And I had to talk it out with a friend. It's okay. It's okay. There's grace for that. Oh my gosh, there's grace for that. And I had to understand that part of me. And over time, craft that part of me, you know. Allowing her to speak, but don't let her lead. Write that down. Allow her to speak. She got to, you know, allow her to speak. Let her have it. Let her express herself. Let that part of you express itself. But don't allow it to lead. Do not allow it to lead. Because it's like the analogy. Remember I put this analogy in the course, and I'll share this again. But the analogy was Cassidy Cain had talked about how her spiritual partner had shared with her about a shepherd dog. How a shepherd, a sheepdog. A sheepdog, a shepherd is a person that a shepherd would be considered one who would guide the sheep. So we'll say a shepherd dog. But anyway, she was talking about how the shepherd dog guides the sheep, right? And that is oftentimes like when it comes to our mind or when it comes to our triggers and us tapping into the truth of who we are, us tapping into that truth, tapping into that inner voice. When we tap into that inner voice, right, when we tap into that inner voice, We are able to allow ourselves to guide on the right path. So very similar, like when you allow the inner truth within you to guide you, when you allow it to guide you, when you allow it to direct your path, it's like you are guiding like a shepherd dog. You are guiding the sheep. You're guiding your mind where it needs to go. You are guiding your steps where it needs to go, right? You're guiding but when you allow her, the lower part of you, the triggered part of you, to just run rampant, just go off, just what you not gonna, it can be very, very tricky, and it can wreaking havoc in your life and in your home. I know all about it because I've lived that way for a long time, thinking that was how it was supposed to be. And God just began showing me how powerful I am, how powerful my presence is. And you got to be mindful, you know? We all have that power. It's the power that works within us, the power to procreate, the power to manifest, you know, the power to speak life, the power to create and grow, the power to bring passion into your home, the power to bring more love into your home, the power to bring peace into your home, the power to bring healing into your home. But you can't let the lower part of you lead. She has to speak, right? Because that's that part of us who we thought we had to be. And that when we allow her to speak, we heal, right? But at the same time, you have to tap into the inner truth. You have to trust you trust the higher part of you to lead you. Trust your inner voice to lead you. Trust your inner voice. It's okay if you have moments. I told you I had my moment today. It's okay if you're triggered. It's okay. But I've learned over time in my healing journey, I've learned, don't let her lead. Don't you do it. If you let that shepherd dog run rampant without telling him what to do, if you let it run rampant, you have to create a space for her. You have to create a space for her to have her go walking, write in your journal, cry it out, talk with a friend that you trust. But don't, by all means, allow her to lead. Don't allow her to lead. There's so much power in you. Okay? Power to heal the self and bring you back to balance. It's so possible. Power to heal and know that you are whole. Healing in your heart. Healing in your mind and healing in your soul. So I want to thank you guys for joining me. This is good. I feel so yummy on the inside. You guys can go ahead and write me. You can reach me at ahigherlove@cammynight.com. You can reach me on my website, www.cammynight.org. If you would like to work one-on-one with me to help you uproot some of the things that you might have in your subconscious mind, some of the beliefs, and you would like to go higher in your vibration, if you would like to heal, if you would like love in your life, all of that, that is my calling. That's what I've been called to do. And so I've seen it happen in my own life. And I'm so honored and passionate to share it with you. Okay, so that's all I have today, you guys. I'll leave the link of the self-paced mini course. The full course will be coming out soon. And I'll also leave my contact information. But that's it, y'all. You guys have a great night. Thank you for tuning in. See you next time.